Hurricane Dorian was one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the Atlantic. The death and destruction in the Bahamas is still coming into view. The Bahamas and surrounding islands are accustomed to dealing with hurricanes, but a storm of this magnitude is making people there confront some harsh realities. Poor people again have been hit the hardest, and climate change is making the impacts of these storms more severe. Angelique Nixon is at the University of the West Indies in St. Augustine in Trinidad and Tobago. She was born in the Bahamas and told us what the past week has been like for her.
Well, it's been horrific. It's been heartbreaking. I have an elder aunt and uncle, another family relative who live in a one-story home in Freeport. And when we heard that the flooding had started, their phones died and we heard nothing for 2 days, So it was very, very stressful. I mean, I can't even fully explain it.
So for very personal reasons, you've been thinking a lot about this disaster, but also for professional reasons, you wrote this article that was titled "When the Apocalypse Is Now, Climate Crisis, Small Island Disasters and Migration in the Aftermath of Hurricane Dorian." To what extent do you think climate change impacts the identity of the Caribbean as a region?
I've thought about these things for a long time. I've written about them, and we're seeing it. I mean, we're witnessing it. We're experiencing it across the region with extreme weather, the rising sea levels, the changes in the environment, everything. I mean, we witness and experience it every single day. And now we are, what I'm arguing, and we're here. We're at that climate crisis. My concerns, and I raised this in the article, is really about those who are most vulnerable.
How does a storm like Hurricane Dorian make the vulnerable even more vulnerable?
We know that those who are already marginalized in different ways are going to experience the brunt of any post-disaster in very extreme ways. So in particular, we're thinking about the elderly, migrants, in particular undocumented migrants, women, children, of course, poor and working class persons, persons with disabilities, anyone with a health condition. The disasters are not equalizers and climate change isn't going to affect everybody the same. I mean, that's something that we hear, climate change is going to affect everybody. It is, but it does. There's still a disproportionate impact. Disasters uncover existing inequalities and injustices. And for our region, we are born out of injustice and genocide and the transatlantic slave trade.
And you're seeing the legacy of that history of slavery today in the response to the hurricane and who was impacted?
We have to take into account that these spaces have those historical injustices and those historical legacies that produce the inequality. And even a place like the Bahamas is considered one of the richest countries in the region because we have, a high GDP per capita, we have a small population, and tourism. But that money doesn't stay in the country. The majority of people don't benefit from that wealth. And so, we have to think that the inequalities that have existed are going to be, I think, exacerbated. And we've seen that again and again, are exacerbated after disasters.
Yeah. So what needs to happen for people affected by the storm to heal now? I mean, not just physically, but also emotionally, politically, socially, as an entire region?
Yes. I mean, that's a really good question. And honestly, something that, so many of us are thinking about. I've been organizing with grassroots organizations that have long been doing work with those most marginalized and vulnerable. There are other organizations, really focused right now on basic needs, necessities, rescue, getting, folks who need to be evacuated, people who need food, water, shelter, medicine, those are the basic things. But we also have to think about mental and emotional well-being, because I've heard again and again people saying that folks are traumatized. I think by also recognizing that spiritual, mental, emotional needs are also vital for recovery and relief, I think that is at least one place to start.
Angelique Nixon at the University of the West Indies in St. Augustine, Trinidad and Tobago. Thanks very much. Our thoughts are with you and your family still in the Bahamas.
Thank you so much.